Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. Today, we're going to talk about how to grow a money tree. What are the 10 debt collection strategies that work? Let's get started. The first thing you need to do is get your agreement in writing. A written agreement is much easier to prove in court than some type of verbal agreement based on a handshake. Next, you need to secure your rights to be paid with some type of legal instrument, whether it's a lien on a real property, a UCC on inventory. To the extent you have that right, it's critical that you secure your right to be paid. Next, you need to bill regularly. The worst thing in the world that you can do is send bills sporadically. Your customer needs to know and be able to set their watch on the bills that they get. To the extent you can limit your exposure by limiting the credit you give, you should do that. It's much easier to suffer a loss of $5,000 than $50,000. You need to make credit decisions based on the credit risk of the customer. Let's assume you have a delinquent account. What do you do?
This episode is brought to you by CPVCFireSprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVCFireSprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
The first thing is contact the account holder. You need to do it verbally and in writing, and try to do the best you can to get the customer to pay. Sometimes the customer will tell you that the goods arrived late or they were unhappy with the service. Try to resolve those issues yourself. If you can, give a small credit in exchange for a payment. Whenever you're negotiating either the contract or a delinquent debt, make sure you're negotiating with someone that has the authority to make a decision. The worst thing in the world is negotiating with a record keeper or a bookkeeper that has to run it up the flagpole. If that's the case, try to deal with that person directly so that you don't waste your time dealing with someone who doesn't have the authority to make a decision. Once you decide that you're going to provide a credit in exchange for an immediate payment, make sure that that condition is expressly set forth in the credit, because the last thing you want to do is give a credit and never get the payment. Once you determine that there's nothing more you can do, don't wait to enforce your legal rights. Seek legal assistance immediately. Every day that goes by makes it that much harder to collect the debt. When clients come to us and they are emotionally charged, it makes resolution of a business dispute much harder. Try at all costs to avoid emotional decision-making when it comes to collecting your debts. If you employ all of these 10 debt collection strategies, you'll likely see your cash flow increase significantly.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.